This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh,
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What do you think if I let this thing grow where I can, like, braid it, right? Those of you watch on YouTube, you know what I'm talking about. You think I can do that? Can I get away with that?
You want to do like a ZZ Top kind of thing, maybe going on?
Do they braid it, or how does it work? Like
they don't braid it. No. I'm trying to think of somebody who braids their beard. Who does that?
Does it eventually stop being scratchy? Because it's like, you know, I don't like it actually. I am going to shave. I'm just playing. Obviously, so it's just been a week of time ago.
I'll be honest with you. There was only one time in my life where I actually grew a beard, and that was before it started turning gray.
Yes, right.
And it wasn't like a braiding kind of length. It was more like a, I don't know, like a, remember Commander Riker from Star Trek, The Next Generation? Remember that beard that he had? It was kind of patterned after that. I am a Trekkie. But anyway, yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, I guess it can get kind of itchy sometimes. You know, at the time, here, just a little story. When I was growing that beard, this was when I was living in Kansas. I lived in Kansas for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at the, you familiar with the candy factory, the Russell Stover's candy factory? They've been around forever and they make.
They had the black and white checkered floor or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have all kinds of different types of candy stuff. I actually worked at the Russell Stover's candy factory in Kansas. And because I was working with food and stuff, I had to wear, because I had a beard, I had to wear one of those face net things, you know, that you have to wear.
Oh, yeah, very, very attractive.
So I had one for my hair and then one for my beard and stuff. And that was annoying. I ended up shaving because of that.
Yeah. Well, no, that'd be a good reason to shave.
Yeah.
I agree. Anyway, folks, obviously we're bantering about on Father's Day, two dads, one grandpa, in fact, but one dad and one grandpa, which qualifies for two dads. And we are here live on this Father's Day in the United States. I know everybody's got different days for these Father's Day. Canada might have a different one. The Great Britain, UK might have a different one. But, hey, happy Dad's Day wherever you are. And we're glad to be with you. This hour on the show, we're going to talk about longevity as it relates to what? Well, a little controversy. Not to me, but maybe Super Don thinks it's controversial. We'll get into that. Also, cannabis updates. Let's see. Ooh, yeah, a little bit of an opioid update as well. And finally, the grandma that's tougher than grandpas and dads in Georgia. We got a story about a super grandma as well. So that's coming up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Upcoming event at the Health Basket in Mount Dora, Saturday the 22nd of June. I believe that's the right date. And that will be 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We'll do a CBD from hemp lecture. And I look forward to seeing y'all there. Limited space, so please let them know. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, I've been delaying the inevitable. I don't like this theme that Super Don made. Not because it's not good, just because it's so creepy, but it fits the creepiness of the vaccine agenda.
Vaccines.
That should be enough to dissuade you from having a vaccine. If it were that easy, Super Don, you would have been the most brilliant audio guy on planet Earth. Of course... A lot of people might hear that and go, yeah, maybe I should rethink the vaccine thing. And just like the billboard down in Western Australia that says, what's in a vaccine? Oh, my gosh, this is going, the people are going bonkers there. The vaccine cultists. Don't look at what's in a vaccine. Why not? You might find out that you don't want to vaccinate. That's why they don't want you to look at it. And, of course, they call you a conspiracy theorist. Wait, where's the theory part of what's in a vaccine? That's what I'm asking. Are we theorizing about what's in it, or do we know what's in it? We know what they say is in it. Others have gone to further lengths, like Stephanie Seneff from MIT has identified glyphosate. There was a study out in Europe that identified nanoparticles of metals and other things in there that are not listed on the ingredient list. And, of course, there's still mercury in pretty much all vaccines because the subcomponents are still preserved with thimerosal, even if they don't add more at the end. And then they get to say, air quotes, vaccine-free, no, mercury-free vaccine. So let's go into what you should do for your kids right when they're born. This, according to a policy recommended by the World Health Organization, and now clinicians and researchers attending an international conference in Canada, about Canada. Hello, my Canadian friends, you lovelies up north. Get your hockey sticks ready. And I'm not inciting violence, but at least to defend yourself and your children, especially the little babies that they want to target for aluminum containing. You could double check, Super Don, what's in a hepatitis B vaccine. Why not? Why, we've got this segment. Let's open it up and figure this thing out. But they're all saying all kids, all Canadian children, should be vaccinated against hepatitis B at birth without question, without fail, without exception, perhaps without even exemption. Now, a few problems with this. One, could be different for Canadian babies. I point this out because, and I've interviewed neonatal nurses, people that have worked in delivery rooms or in hospitals, and asked them, when was the last time you got reports of, or you witnessed personally, the disappearance of a baby from the delivery room? Nobody took the baby, but the baby snuck out while no one was looking and got a tattoo with a dirty needle. So far, nobody. No reports of it ever happening. Yet, hepatitis B vaccines must be given to every child in Canada. Why? I mean, are you saying that all women are IV drug users in Canada? Prostitutes? Having wanton sex for money? What are you saying? I mean, the women of Canada should be deeply offended. You should be getting your hockey sticks ready. Every kid, hepatitis B, right away. They say it's transmitted through blood and other bodily fluids. The virus attacks the liver. Ongoing scar formation because of inflammation that doesn't go away. But this is not caused by the virus, folks. It's not caused by the virus. Viral activity is caused by other things, including a toxicological burden on the liver and deficiencies of key minerals, including and especially selenium. Now, these people are attending the Global Hepatitis Summit in Toronto, running through this Sunday. Apparently, if this is a current Father's Day edition, that means today it wraps up. Somebody should shame these dunderheaded doctors to see the reality that they don't want to see. That even if a child was likely to get hepatitis, succumb to it because of something with the mom, that there is no eliciting an antibody response to a vaccine given to a baby just born 24 hours later or even 6 months later because their immune system has not matured enough to respond according to what they claim they'd like to see. Dunderhead is a nice thing to say at this point about the doctors that are fomenting this idea that all babies in Canada should have this vaccine. Yes, by the way, I was right. Aluminum, of course, your baby, deficient in aluminum in Canada the moment they're born, Pump them up. Pump them up. Little dextrose, formaldehyde. Of course, we've got to preserve those babies for later. The hell is wrong with you people? Canadian researchers, whatever you are up there, potassium, aluminum sulfate. Aluminum's in this thing twice, by the way. Oh, we got soy peptones and yeast protein. That's a good mix. You don't want to put that in the baby's bottle, but yeah, go ahead and inject them all. All the babies. They need hepatitis B shots. Super Don, listen, I want to cuss. I do, and I'm not going to. But
yes,
this should be embarrassing to these. Any doctor that says a baby needs a hepatitis B shot, I don't care if they're really at risk or the mom has it. We have other ways to address this, including the use of silver hydrosol, which stops viral replication, the use of homeoprophylaxis, which we have, hepatitis B nozodes, and there are other things. So,
Well, you know, I'm sorry. While I was looking things up, I don't know whether you mentioned this, but did you go into the reason why they say that they should get it?
Didn't. You're right.
This is kind of funny because they say, well, you know, hepatitis B is not just a disease that is transmitted by sexual activity.
Yeah.
It's also transmitted by blood-to-blood contact. And so the examples they give is that children play with each other, so they, like, bite each other. They scratch each other, and they may share each other's toothbrush, and that would be the reason why they're saying you should give an infant the hepatitis B shot.
Listen, I'm sorry. I have yet to hear of a news report of hepatitis B happening, an outbreak, because the kids are biting each other.
They bit each other.
I'm not saying it couldn't happen. But the point is, you have to be so weak and toxic as a child to be so vulnerable and susceptible at that point. It's just ludicrous.
Right.
Folks, we have other ways to address this. By the way, you want more evidence that vaccines are dangerous? Go to Health Impact News. We have a link at robertscottbell.com. U.S. government continues to pay millions in vaccine injuries and death settlements. The latest edition, as of June 15th, 2018, is now out from the Department of Justice. Number one on the hit list, flu. Flu. Flu shots galore, and they want a universal flu shot. Like, that's going to be better. The flu shot causing neural damage and death. Also on the list, a lot of MMR, a lot of HPV shots. I'm just looking as I'm scrolling down, hepatitis A shots, the Tdap. Wow, and it takes them over a year to get some kind of compensation. The varicella vaccine on the list as well. But nothing comes close to the amount of compensation they're paying out for flu shots. Folks, line up. Not for flu shots, but to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show so you'll know better. In fact, you don't have to line up. Everybody's got a front row seat, an e-ticket, all of that. And what does it cost you? Nada. Nothing. Although I would ask you to say thanks to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Listen, I do acknowledge that this is my healing ministry on the air. I do. I say it. If you're offended, you can go away. But it is a healing ministry. Now, it's non-denominational. I'm not claiming you don't even have to change the religion of your birth or your what you are now. It doesn't matter to me. And I don't like to denigrate people's religious views. I don't like to be denigrated for mine. Although you can go ahead and do it. It's fine. You have the freedom to do it. But my point is, respecting other people's beliefs. They might be different. And likely, as I've said, if you go to church and you really were to query everybody in that church about their beliefs, you're going to find different interpretations and beliefs within that. You know, you got some generalized stuff that's the same. So my point in saying this is that I'm with Super Don when it comes to the organized 501c3 churches, synagogues, mosques. And I'm not saying they shouldn't exist, because they do a lot of good for a lot of people. But your membership or not membership is fine with me. You got to follow your bliss. Is that fair to say, Super Don? Am I kind of taking the wind out of your sails by going there first?
No, not at all. Okay. No, not at all. Right. Not at all. And I agree with you. You know, that, look, whatever. I mean, one of the advantages of living in this country is we do have, and I suppose this could be argued, but generally speaking, a freedom of religion. And so people have a tendency, you know, whatever. You know,
it's
whatever works for you, works for you.
That's the first thing in the First Amendment, freedom of religion. And, you know, this is important. This doesn't mean freedom from religion, by the way, but freedom of religion. Now, here's the story about longevity and how it ties together. Apparently, a new nationwide study of obituaries, interesting way to read it, has found that people with religious affiliations live nearly 4 years longer than those with no ties to religion. And You know, I don't mean to, I don't want to make Super Don mad or anything, but I think we would have to expand this because.
Am I going to turn big and green if you do, or what's
no,
going to happen?
I just think there's a limitation on this study, of course, because what this doesn't presume, because it can't, that if in the obituary it didn't mention an affiliation, that they're not religious people or spiritual people. You know what I'm saying?
This is a very non-scientific study that you've got here, because it's you have a very weak correlation going on here, but it's very unscientific because there's so many different variables that that could be thrown at this, and that, you know, so this isn't a scientific conclusion, but I think there is some merit to it.
Yeah,
in some ways.
There's an analysis that is legit. I don't know if I would call it unscientific, but it is it's acknowledged to be what it is. Obviously, they're gathering data from obituaries and finding out at the age of the people, were they affiliated with religion according to what the obituary said, and going, okay, here's our conclusion. You live 4 years longer on average. That's the age of death. Now, I would agree that, you know, if you are, let's say, spiritually inclined, whether you're a member of a church or not, but you live, you know, I've talked about the comfort, knowing who you are and why you're here, right? Mission, a purpose-driven life, okay? To expand the definition, in days of yore, there wasn't an option. They didn't have a perception of you could be spiritual and not part of a religious, you know, outer organization. But I agree that being part of an organization can be uplifting because of the social aspect of being people with people who are like-minded that will tend to come to your aid and support you. Yeah, gosh, we could go back through history, even contemporary history, where quote unquote religious beliefs have been claimed to be the cause of so much, you know, trauma and death and wars, right? But in the case of this discussion specifically, it appears that if you have some level of spiritual inclination, whether it be religious or not, I would feel comfortable with saying you're probably going to live longer simply because there's an element of stress that can be reduced significantly enough that it adds years to your life. Would that be fair to conclude? That's not scientific, by the way.
Yeah, and I mean, look, if you break it down, you know, there are a lot of speculations you can make on this. You know, people who have a tendency to be religious / spiritual are more positive. They, you know, are more hopeful. They also, and they pointed out here, the people that belong to, you know, religious, had religious affiliations, had a tendency to volunteer more, be more helpful, you know, so really I think, and then you probably had, you know, they're, you know, very much against doing things like, you know, drinking and doing drugs and, you know, living a more wholesome lifestyle. Yeah. You know, that's going to have a positive effect on your life, on your health, because we know that, you know, positive and negative energies manifest themselves accordingly, right?
Yeah. Well, fundamental to this discussion is your freedom to believe what you want to believe and live according to those beliefs, as long as they violate the lives, liberty, and property of no one else. Okay, that's the key. This is something that the government, unfortunately, violates all of the time. So that's another story for another day, because we got to take off for a segment. Well, actually, a little commercial break, and we'll be back talking about cannabis and opioids on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Well, the archives are available after the show at GCN, GCNlive.com right away. That's our home and broadcast radio syndication. Also on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud. And when we go live, and even now when we're not, because we had some requests for that, the YouTube streams it out as well. And that's RS Bell Media Channel. You can find it at robertscottbell.com. And, well, it's amazing sometimes the stuff that happens on the breaks. We don't slow down. It's like, I don't know, I guess Super Don, you've been on other shows over the years and produced and board op and things like that. I don't know if it's normal what we do, but I've never been prone to being normal. So for me, like when we do this, I just like keep going on the breaks. Occasionally I'll stop for a cup of tea. You know?
No, actually it's very normal. I mean, it depends on the show.
Yeah.
But I've worked on I mean, as you know, I mean, gosh, I don't know how many shows I've worked on and produced, but quite often, you know, if you've got, time on the breaks, sometimes the stuff that happens on the breaks is better than the stuff that happens on the air. And when you get that, when it ends up, at, you know, when you're done having the conversation or whatever, you're like, damn, I wish we had been on the air. You know, because it is. It's like, it just, sometimes it just doesn't stop.
Well, I'm glad that, listen, we still have archives there. I don't know. I mean, today we were pretty heavy on the vaccine issue, and who knows with YouTube what's going to happen. Now, we're closing in on the launch of, what is it, videos.news? What is it going to be called?
Mike Adam, Real.video.
Real.video. So we're hoping that we'll have a live platform there as well, but of course we're going to have to figure out how to upload archives so we don't lose them. Because, as you know, more and more censorship on certain quote-unquote sensitive issues, right? What are those? The religious issues. And that's the irony, as we were talking about religion before the break and during the break. If we were honest about vaccines, we would acknowledge, as we do here, that it's a religious tenet. It's a dogma in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Now, given that and acknowledging that, a lot more people would probably look and go, that does violate my religious views, to inject aborted fetal cells into babies, or even animal RNA or DNA from the animal cell lines that are in there as well. And that, you know, that would probably stop a lot of people from vaccinating based on religious grounds. Because the vast majority of people, you know, who claim to be religious, they will go to church on Sunday, synagogue on Saturday, or wherever, whenever you worship, officially, as they say. And then the rest of the week, they are inadvertently, maybe unbeknownst to them, but they're worshiping in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Every time they take an aspirin for a headache, or an ibuprofen for an ache and a pain, or an antibiotic from the doctor, or a vaccine for their children. And so it's a religious tenet, it's a religious sacrament. And again, vaccines are the sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, Vaccineology Denomination. So we're going to put that aside for the moment and move on. Y'all, if you missed the discussion on the break, go back and watch on YouTube, our Spell Media channel, available at robertscottbell.com. And let's solve the opioid crisis in one segment, shall we? I think we shall. We shall.
We shall?
Yeah, we shall. We are shills against the opioid crisis. Y'all are just a bunch of shills. Right? Yeah, we are. We're shills for things that actually work. And we're shills for your freedom to choose that which actually works, despite not having approval by the Fear and Death Administration. U.S. needs to invest tens of billions or hundreds of billions to fight the opioid epidemic. This is according to Trent Gillies at CNBC. The goal of an opioid is to reduce pain, but the addictive drugs are creating a pain for millions of families suffering through the crisis. Deaths from opioid overdoses now reaching 42,000 a year. That may be understated by the CDC. So, what are we going to do? We can spend billions and billions, like Carl Sagan says, and still not solve the crisis. Or we can spend a few pennies on the proverbial medical dollar and do something different. We're going to go into that something different. But who is this guy writing this? Who is this Alexander?
All right. So here you've got Caleb. This guy his name is Caleb Alexander. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where I was just looking at this and I'm going, all right, let's try and connect some dots here, because I've never, and I'm particularly interested in the opioid epidemic because it's a huge problem, and I don't see anybody really doing what needs to be done in order to try and solve this. It's not an easy fix. It's very complicated, but all they want to do is throw money at this thing. You know, like that's good. The money and the desire for money, the greed for money, is what caused this problem to begin with. So I'm very suspect when I see somebody wanting to try to solve the problem the same way that it was created. But
so
this guy
I see
here,
who this guy is, he's Caleb Alexander, MD, MS, co-director, Center for Drug Safety and Effectiveness, the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. So he's
so
right
I'm trying
off
to
the
think,
bat.
What dots can we connect here?
Well, first and foremost, he's a collectivist. By definition, he's a collectivist because public health is all about collectivism, not individual health. And they love billions of dollars to invest in something that doesn't ever work because they're trying to treat a collective. How about taking an individual and finding out what worked for that individual, what worked for that individual, what worked for that individual? And pretty soon you find a lot of solutions based on the individuals that have come out of the opioid crisis without billions and billions and billions of dollars being invested. Caleb Alexander, MD, co-director of the Center for Drug Safety and Effectiveness. So for me, this guy is, you talk about a shill, pharmaceutical shill, because everything, when you're in that industry, everything looks like a drug deficiency disease. So we got to replace one opioid with another, ultimately. That's where they want to go. Can we develop new drugs that that basically target the opioid system that will not be as dangerous or deadly, despite the fact that we have other options? Super Don, what do you want to say about that?
Well, this Alexander guy, he's done some research on this, and his research is focused on identifying clinical and policy solutions for the opioid epidemic. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, what would this Alexander guy do if he had hundreds of billions of dollars? Right? Which, again, blows my mind, because I'm like, I've seen all kinds of people talking about how to solve this problem, and I've never seen anybody say, we need hundreds of billions of dollars. Are you kidding me? Hundreds of billions of dollars? Mm-hmm. What is it that's causing the problem here? You know, I mean, the problem started with the overprescribing of opioids and the lying to the public about the addictive qualities, if you want to call them qualities, properties, of opioids, right? That's where the problem started. Now, this guy here, you know, his job is about the Center for Drug Safety. So if you don't have drugs, this guy doesn't have a job, right?
Right.
What's he going to do? So what is his solution going to be?
Mm-hmm.
I would be inclined to say that he's going to try and find drugs to solve the drug problem.
Yeah. Well, there's the problem, isn't it? You had one job, right? Figure out how to reduce the opioid drug crisis, and your solution? More drugs!
More drugs!
Hundreds of billions of dollars, potentially, to develop them. But wait, no, we don't.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, Well, you knew it, folks. We were going to get there eventually. It's time for the cannabis update in response to a collectivist, dunderheaded doctor who says we need hundreds of billions of dollars to solve the opioid crisis. No, we don't. We already have substances that are being used by individual after individual after individual, helping them get off of the opioids, reduce their reliance upon them, or eliminate them altogether. And these go into the cannabinoids. Cannabis. Hemp, CBD-derived, THC, combinations, other cannabinoids yet to be understood or discovered. Will medical marijuana replace opioids in the war on what? Name it. Well, in this case, cancer. There's a lot of pain associated with cancer as well. So I don't mean to, you know, distract from the pain issue in the opioid crisis. But the opioids they're using for cancer, could they replace cannabis and then find out, oh my gosh, we gave the cannabis to these cancer patients for their pain, and their cancer went away too. We have reported on that. Scientific journals and peer-reviewed publications have reported on cannabinoids helping to stimulate what is that known as apoptosis and other reduction of inflammations that's systemic and specific that also contributes to cancer. And how many hundreds of billions of dollars do we need extra that the doctor says that we don't? Now, granted, there's always going to be calls for more money for more research, but there's a lot of research being done without calls for even more that is proving that, yeah, we can get cannabinoids, I shall say, out there into people, even non-prescription, and they are coming off of opioids. Am I exaggerating, Super Don? We've covered stories on this. This is not the first day we've done this.
No, I mean, and that's the direction that it's moving in. You know, I mean, I'm just so encouraged by the stories that we cover, that we see. about how you know, things are loosening up here in the United States finally, where, you know, they're going to be able to take what they would consider the good science, the real research, and they're opening the door to research being done now because it's going to be descheduled, I think. It looks like it anyway. Yeah. Look, we already know what this stuff does. So the answer to the question is yes. Can it? Yes. Will it? Yeah. I hope so.
Well, we don't need permission. Stop asking. 40 states and the District of Columbia have already nullified federal restrictions on it. It's only a matter of time where they'll be shamed into absolutely on the federal level going, okay, we're done, right? Of course, we've talked about the treaty obstacles. But let's transition to another cannabis story. And it goes into the anti-inflammatory effect, and could it be the treatment for a Jarisch-Herxheimer reaction? Super Don, have you heard about Herxheimer response, the Herx?
I have. I learned it from you, actually.
Yep. I learned it from you, Dad. One of the headlines, I don't claim ownership of that headline, in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book that Ty Bollinger and I wrote, Hex the Herx, right? And how do we do that? Well, we reduce the inflammatory response. Certainly that's going to help. But I would argue that unless cannabis is proven to be a liver detoxifier, a kidney detoxifier, it's not going to be enough. It'll minimize some of the uncomfortableness symptoms of a Herx, which is a healing crisis or an aggravation. When you've killed a lot of the bad guys and your liver and kidneys are not excreting the garbage fast enough, you feel rotten. Flu-like symptoms, headache, malaise, stomach. So it's going to help the symptoms, but I would argue that we need to also do more dandelion, more selenium, more chromium, more molecular hydrogen in your purified water, thanks to Echo Water Synergy Science, and get the CBD that'll ease your pain. My friends at PlusCBDOil.com have it for you. RSB15 gets you 15 off.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My grubby face is strangling me, right? Got me in a stranglehold there. The Robert Scott Bell Show wraps it up for our first broadcast of the week. That's right, our weekday starts now. I know y'all call it a weekend, but it's our week start. Hope it wasn't a weak start today. John says because I have a scruffy face or a beard that I sound confident today, so maybe I should keep it. So what do you vote on the YouTube channel? Should I keep it and keep growing it, or just shave it off and be like the young Robert Scott Bell?
Wow, that's a lot. I mean, you're like putting a lot in the hands of the YouTube chat crowd there.
You know what? I'm willing to do it, at least for a day. Let's see what they say. What? A day. I mean, what more do you want?
It took you a week to get what you've got right now. A day?
It'll only take me 5 minutes to get rid of it, maybe 10, because it's kind of hurts.
We'll see what they say.
All right. Well, upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Real quick, the 22nd of June, Health Basket CBD is back, and I'm going to talk about it with all y'all that want to show up in the Health Basket Mount Dora. And we've got other upcoming events. They're listed in the show notes. Just go to robertscottbell.com, scroll down, and you'll find them there. Now, I know it's Happy Father's Day, but this woman gets a Happy Grandma's Day from me, and probably from Super D, and probably puts all dads to shame when it comes. Hopefully not. I mean, I think probably dads would do this, but you don't expect this from a grandma. What exactly am I talking about? Give a listen to this.
I wouldn't die today. That was Thursday.
Refusing to die is why Dee Dee Phillips says she's standing here today. She was viciously attacked by a bobcat and survived.
This right here is completely gashed open.
We caught up with her after a doctor's appointment.
Because this one is broken.
It all started last Thursday when she walked out of her Hart County home and saw a bobcat under her SUV.
I snapped a picture, and about that time the bobcat took two steps. And he takes, two, maybe three, and then he leaps.
All right, a bobcat attacks a grandma in North Georgia, and she beats it. I mean, how this happened, it's incredible. And I want you to think about that. If you, those of you cat lovers out there, your cat typically is going to be, if it's a little cat, 4 or 5 pounds maybe, could be 7, 8, 10, 15 pounds, okay? Big fat cats, they're big ones. But they're not going to be mobile to do much damage to you. This is like a 40-pound cat that has long legs, big nails and teeth, right? And she's taking it on, and she's worried that her daughter or granddaughter is going to come out. She doesn't want it. This is an amazing story.
Phillips says the nearly 40-pound wildcat leapt 5 feet in the air, landed on her chest, and charged at her face.
And his face gets me just a little snag right there. Before he got a good bite there, I grabbed him.
She was struggling for life, but trying not to scream.
My 5-year-old granddaughter's in the house, and I didn't want her coming out. If she'd have came out, it'd have killed her.
Dude, super grandma of the year or the decade. Think
That's
about
amazing.
That. This cat is going to kill her, a rabid bobcat. And she's like, I'm not screaming because I don't want my granddaughter to come out and see what all the commotion is. So she's thinking of saving her granddaughter's life, not just trying to take the cat on because it's going to kill her.
She fought to get a good grip around its neck while it bit and clawed her arms, legs, fingers, and face.
He's biting the daylights out of me, and I'm thinking, I can't let you go.
Once it stopped moving, she yelled for someone inside to call 911. Phillips says when police arrived, her arms and legs were numb, but her hands were still gripped around the bobcat's neck.
She didn't want to let go. I mean, you talk about a death grip.
Wow.
She choked it out. Now, listen, this grandma for MMA, I'm telling you, call up Brandon the Truth, our friend, and see if she can get on the circuit. There's one final audio clip here, maybe one and a half. Let's give a listen where the story went.
And her son ultimately stabbed the bobcat to make sure it was dead before she let go. Phillips has to receive anti-venom drugs as well as be treated for the rabies infection. Those treatments cost nearly $10,000 per round. She needs 10 and doesn't have health insurance.
All right, y'all. I want you to hear. That's $100,000, by the way. I think if she did ozone and silver and selenium, she might not have to do that. But let's set that aside. Listen to what a bobcat sounds like and tell me you wouldn't be a little bit frightened. Now, dude, that one, I don't know if that one's rabid, but good Lord, a healthy bobcat. If it sounds like that, I'm not going outside. Least of all being a grandma and taking it on by it with her bare hands.
That's an amazing story. Maternal instinct kicks in. Go, grandma, right?
Yeah. And folks, happy Father's Day. And dads, I'm encouraging you, I'm urging you, please stand up and protect your kids and your grandkids from the dangers of the dangerous vaccine cult and all that's in it. They want to inject your babies from day zero, basically. Happy Father's Day. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for your families. Stand up for your kids. God bless you. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.